right, this is a setting the bar story.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so look, we get sometimes your jokes don't land the way you think they do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is why this is a setting the bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without dressing up as Bigfoot and running around your kid's school, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, they thought it would be funny and it just traumatized kids?
From WKYC3.
And according to school officials, an unannounced visitor came to the campus dressed in costume.
Uh-oh.
The video was posted to Facebook showing someone who appears to be wearing a Bigfoot costume running past classroom windows.
Yeah, it was a parent.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious? They didn't stop to think, oh, maybe this might be scary to some kids.
Look,
seriously?
I guess they were playing a prank on the school for some reason. We don't know.
Okay, then you put on an inflatable dinosaur. People will know that it's fake.
Even still, let's not go unannounced.
Maybe not at school. Yes,
let's
right.
not go unannounced to a school. Yes.
With the school. Sure.
I guess there were some kids that were outside at the time. Now,
oh
look,
gosh.
The school officials, they're being commended, the teachers around, for being very calm and acting quickly and moving everybody inside to safety and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Until we figure this out.
The whole lockdown process went off without a hitch.
Okay.
Yeah, they had to lock the school down.
So then do you send that email out, that emergency notification to the parents?
Like, yeah, probably. All these parents probably got the little text message or notification.
There's been a sighting of a Yeti. We have locked down the school. Everything's fine. Don't worry.
Now, Bigfoot never got inside. Parents,
that's good.
Yeah, yeah. The parent was approached by a school resource officer, which who drew the short straw there?
Yeah, like who's going to confront the Yeti?
Yeah.
Not
well,
me.
Unclear on whether or not charges will be filed or anything like that. But anyways, again.
And then could you imagine the poor kid whose parent that was?
I know.
I mean, if word gets around, you know word's going to get around.
And you know it's
who it was.
And you know it's a dad.
Oh, was nope. it? I mean, there's been some crazy moms.
Yes, I don't see a mom dressing up in I'm overgeneralizing maybe, but I don't see a mom dressing up as a Bigfoot.
It could go either way.
To run around.
It could go either
campus.
Way.
It's like a, here, hold my beer.
Maybe. I don't know. It would be great to know the thought process that went into that.
I don't know if we'll get that.
There have been surprises where like military parents come back and
this is different.
Their kids at school.
This is different.
Yes, dressed as the mascot or something, but this is not. Oh, wow.
Yep. This is different. All right. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story. Maybe you thought, oh, you know what? We're nearing the end of school. Wouldn't it be fun? No.
Well, at least they didn't dress up like Freddy Krueger. Still scary, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not do that. Again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without dressing up as Bigfoot and running around your kid's school, then you're doing okay.
Oh, boy.
Yep.